We begin the current daf itself. This time is daf tezayin. We begin four lines down from the top of the yamid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf and the subject of this mesecht regarding the different minhagim of a tainis. The Gemara opens up with the following mnemonic, which is rechayv, the street, the thoroughfare, teva, the aron, the sakim and sackcloth, afer, ashes, kavura, cemetery, umaria, that's Mount Maria. Simon, this is mnemonic for the following subjects that are going to be discussed regarding the different reasons for these minhagim by a fast. So the Gemara opens up with the first one. Lama yaitzin l'rechayb. Why is it, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, that they go out to the main thoroughfare for the fast? So he says, Elohim writes to say, Zahakna b'tzina. We screamed out in private in our shuls, but we weren't answered, as we explained that they only go out to the street to the last seven fasts. So nevazat min v'fahasya. So we'll go ahead and we'll degrade ourselves in public, and that's the reason why they go out and take it out to the streets. Shlakashama, he says, a different reason. He says, Galinu, we went out in exile. In other words, we left from the place where we normally gather in shul. Galaseinu mechaperes aleinu, let our exile atone for us. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? The difference would be if they leave one shul and go to another shul. So there you have the element of galus, but you don't have the element of hasya, of doing it out in the public. Next question is, v'lama meitzinis at tevel rechayv l'sheir? Why do they take the ark out to the main street in the city? So Amr Shimon Levi says, limits to say, kli tenua hayolanu. We had a very discreet kli, a vessel, v'nisbaz b'avinenu, but it was disgraced, it was degraded with our sins, a reference to the Torah that's in the ark. That is an element of their vidui, of their way of confessing of their sins. Now the Gemara continues with the next item. Now their minig was that they would gird themselves with sackcloths and they would go out to the cemeteries and they would blow with the shofars. Now the Gemara is going to ask the reason for all these different minhagim. V'lama miskasim b'sakim. Why did they go out and cover themselves with sackcloths? So Reb Chiya bar Abba, Leimer was to say, Hareinu chashuvim k'behema, we are considered like animals, which it's made the sackcloths from the hair of the animals, from specifically from the goat's hairs. And therefore they wear it to say almost like we're animals. Next point was, why do they put ashes on top of the ark? So Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi says, it's so to speak to say, like the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem says that with him I am in distress. So we put the ashes on the Sefer Torah almost to show that Hashem, that he's also in this distress. He says from Pasuk in Yeshaya, in all their distress, Leitzar, he's also distressed. Again, signifying the same idea. Amr Bzeri, he said, Mireish kehava chazinu l'hul rabban. He says, originally when I saw the rabbis, the Yave Efer Mikla Gabi Teva, that they were putting ashes on top of the Aron, mizdazeli kuli gufay, my whole entire body trembled from that sight of seeing ashes going on top of the ark. The next minig, v'lama nesin Efer Bereish kolech ve'echad. Why is it that we put ashes on everybody's head? So pligi by Reb Levi bar Chama, Reb Chanina. Charama 1 says, it's to say, Hare nechashum lefenecha ke'efer. It's to say that we're considered to you like ashes, we're nothing. Charama 1 says, it's k'dei sheyizkolon eifar shel Yitzchak. It's to commemorate the ashes of Yitzchak, which elsewhere the Gemara explains that it's Hashem sees as if Yitzchak's ashes are there, because since Avraham Avinu was ready to sacrifice him as a carbon and then to burn his body as ashes, so Hashem sees the ashes, and therefore that's to remind Hashem, to commemorate that idea. So the Gemara asks, my Bena, what's the difference, practical difference between these two interpretations? So it can be now you offer stam, the difference would be if one just has regular earth, which is not ashes, so therefore you have the element of that, where at least like dust, but one wouldn't have the idea by remembering the ashes of Yitzchak. The next element, lama yitzin lebeis hakfaras, why do we go out to the cemetery? So pligi by Reb Levi bar Chama v'Reb Chanina, Charama 1 says, Hare anu chashum lefenech kemesim. It's to give that message that we are almost the same as everyone else here in the cemetery. We're like considered like dead people. Chadama, the other one says, is that those who have already passed away should go out and beseech for us rachamim by Hashem. So my benai, what's the difference between these two interpretations? The difference would be if, let's say, there's no Jewish cemetery there, and the only cemetery there are non-Jews. So one has the element of that we're like dead people, but one wouldn't have the idea about that the dead should be able to ask and beseech rachamim for us. If for even themselves they can't, most definitely they can't do it for ourselves. Now the Gemara once it mentioned that the machlekes between Reb Levi and Reb Chanina, it mentions their machlekes regarding this last idea too. My Har Maria, why is the mountain of Hashem called Har Maria? So please be able to Bracham Berchanina. It's the mountain which Torah was given out of teaching, Lisa, to the Jewish people. As it says, Kimitziyin Tetzei Seira. A different pasuk in Devarim says, Yeri Mishpatech LeYaakov. And that's where the Lishkas HaGazas was, where the Nevi'im would go ahead and give Teichacha, a rebuke to the Jewish people. Chanama 1 says, it's Har Shayatim Menu Meirula Evdekachavim. Not from the word of Hira of Torah, but rather of Meira of fear. It's the mountain from which comes that fear to the idol worshippers, where they hear the greatness of the Jewish people and Jerusalem, and therefore their awe comes upon them. Now the Gemara returns discussing our Mishnah, that we said, Hazakin Shebehen Oimrim Lefneim Dibur Kivushin. So where they would go out, they would bring out the ark to the streets, and they would put on ashes, and the elderly among them would go out and give them rebuke. So Tarban, in the Brisa, that says, Im Yesh Zakin, if there's an elderly person, so then Oimr Zakin, then the elderly person says it. Vim Lav, if not, then Oimr Chacham, then a wise person says it. Then Lav, if you don't have either one of those, then Oima Adam Shal Surah, then the person of stature, he goes and gives the words of rebuke. Now the Gemara asks, Atu Zakin de Ka'ami, when we said that if there's a Zakin, the elderly person, he goes first, is Avagav de Lav Chacham, who, even if he's not a wise person, but rather an Amma Aretz, for sure it would make sense to have a Chacham better than the elderly person that's an Amma Aretz as ignoramus. And yet here it sounds like that if there's no Zakin, then the Chacham, but even if there's a Chacham, we'd rather go to Zakin. Some of Abai says Hachikam, and this is what the Gemara was saying. Im yes zakan buhu chacham, if there's an elderly person and he's also a chacham, then naim is zakan buhu chacham, then the elderly person that's a chacham, he goes. Vim lav, I'm a chacham, if there's no elderly person that's a chacham, then the regular chacham says. Vim lav, imra adim shaltsurin. If not, then the person of stature, who means a very tall person that people look at him and he instills fear in people's hearts, that they listen to him, then he goes if there's no zakan or chacham. And what he says is Achenu, our brothers, Loisak v'tainas gremim. It's not a sackcloth and the fasting that causes Hashem to have rachmanis on us. Halachuvah ma'isim tevim gremim. Rather, it's the repentance and the good deeds that cause it. Shekem etzina manchi Nineveh, because this is what we find by the people of Nineveh. Shlei nema behem v'yara likim is sakam es tanisim. It doesn't say in the pasuk that God saw their sackcloths and their fasting. Rather, as the pasuk says in Yaina, God saw their actions, because they repented from their evil ways. So the Gemara explains some of the pesukim over there in Yaina regarding the tshuva of the Anshei Nineveh. So it says, Vayiskasu sakim, they covered themselves with sackcloth, ha'adam v'abahema, the people and the animals. So the Gemara asks, Mayav Abdi, what exactly did they do that it sounds like part of the tshuva process included their animals? So it says, Ha'asri ha'behemas l'chud, what they did was that they tied the animals themselves, v'savladis l'chud, and the children of the animals by themselves too. And Amar Lefanav, they said in front of Hashem as follows. Rabbi Nishalayla, master of the world, if you don't have mercy on us, we won't have mercy on these creatures, on these animals. In other words, what they were, the message they were saying was that you have mercy on all the animals. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Barachim of Al-Kal Ma'isav, that his mercy is on all creatures, so to speak, have mercy on us too. Now it says there also, the Yikru El Elikim Bechaska, that led them call out to God with strength. So the Gemara asks, Mayamar, what exactly did the Anshei Nineveh say, where it says Bechaska, as if it sounds like that with power, with strength, as if with a victorious way to for the judgment to have Rachmanis on them? So I'm the fun of the Sinner of Hashem, Rabbi Nishlam, master of the world. Allah Vishaina Allah. If there's someone that's forsaken and the other one that's not, or Tzadik V'Rasha, there's a righteous and a Rasha. Who usually gets pushed aside in the place of the other one? As Rashi explains, it's the tzaddik that usually gets pushed away because of the wicked people. So essentially their argument to Hashem was saying the same thing, yes, we're Risham and you're tzaddik and you're the tzaddik, but the Rasha always gets his way and therefore have rachmanis on us. Now it says over there that b'yeshuvu ish midark hara, that each person went and they repented from their evil ways, and from the theft that was in their palms. Now the Gemara asks, what does it mean that the theft that was in their hands? So Amar Shmuel, afilu garish gazel marish, even if someone stole a beam, ubana bebir, and he built it in his palace, mekake kol habir kula, to uproot his entire palace, his mansion, umachzim marish above, and return the actual beam to the owners. That's what it means, that they were from the chamas that was bekapeim. Now regarding the topic of tshuva, the Gemara continues, Amar Avada bar Abba, Adam Shiyash Biyodi Aver, if a person has in his hand an Aver, what does it mean have it in his hand, meaning theft, that he has something, Now, if he confesses, he does vidu, which is from the mitzvah of tshuva, but he doesn't repent, which means that he doesn't pay back the theft that he stole. So lamahu daima, what could it be compared to? Again, there's a continuation of what we spoke about, that they had to return the beams that they stole. So he's compared la'adim shetayfis sheretz biyadim, as if a person that he's holding on to a sheretz vermin that in his hand, which means to say that therefore he can never really become tahar, because what made him tummy he's still holding on to, which is the idea of not repenting, meaning not changing one's ways. Shafel teivah b'chol meimish ba'ilam. Even if he immerses in all the waters of the world, he says vidui and he confesses, the immersion wouldn't help because he's still holding on to the source of the tumah. And here also, if one doesn't do tshuva, even if he confesses, it's not going to help. Zohar can be other, but if he throws the sheretz from his hand, kivin shetel b'abram saw, once he goes and immerses, even in just 40 saw, me'ad also like tefillah, then the immersion already helps. And then like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, u'maydev a'izev, one does just the minimal maydev that he admits, he does says vidu v'a'izev, and he forsakes his bad ways, that means he does tshuva. Yeruchim, he already be have mercy on, he already has a kapar. Vayimer, similarly it says, a pasuk in Eicha, Nisa levaveinu al kapayim, we will lift up our hearts to our palms, meaning with our palms, meaning we have to lift up our heart, el el bashamayim, to God in heaven. What that means is that one has to do tshuva from his bad ways, and only then will his repentance come all full force, will have the vidi together with the tshuva. Now the Mishnah told us that on the bitfilo, that they stood to daven there when they had the ark and everyone there with the ashes on their head in the main street. Then they would have go in front of them to daven, was an elderly person. And one of the things mentioned was that he has to be rogel, he has to be accustomed to davening, that he should be fluent. So turn around, we learn the braisa that amdu b'tfila, they would stand to daven. Now even if there was an elderly person or a wise person, we would only have tavim for the amid, someone that's fluent, that's accustomed to davening. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he clarifies, he says, it has to be someone that's metupel, he has children, young children, ve'ein loy, now he doesn't have how to support them. Therefore his heart is always worried about it, and therefore he calls out from the depths of his heart. Ve'yishli yigiyah basada u'beisirikim, he works hard in the fields, but yet his house is empty, and therefore such a person has a lot of kavana when he's davening for the rain. U'pirkei na'ah, his youth is beautiful, as the Gemara will explain what exactly does that mean. Ushval Berech, and his person that's an anam, is very humble. Umrutla'am, he's also very beholden to the people, that people like him, and therefore they agree to his davening. Vieshla Ne'ima, he has sweetness, means to say he has a sweet voice that draws the people. Bekala Arvin, he has a pleasant sound. Ubaki Likris Beterib, and Nevi'im, and Buksuvim, he's proficient in his reading of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and that's so that he could be able to say the Psukim in fluent. He also knows how to learn medrash, halachas, and agadata. And he has to be someone that's proficient in all the brachas. Now the Gemara tells of that Rabbanan went and looked at Rabbi Yitzchak Barami because he's the one that had all these qualities. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks, it seems that there's a redundancy in the criteria that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned, because hainim et tubal ve'ein loy, the concept of having young children and not having food in the house to support them, that's the same idea as having an empty house. So Rav Chizda says, Zehu shebeisarekim in aver. It means to say somebody that his house was empty of averis, that means to say that he doesn't have any theft in his house. Now one of the criteria mentioned was upirkei na. So what does that mean? Abaye explains, Zeshla yatzaloi, and some have the gears alav, shem rabbi alduso. It's somebody that doesn't have a bad name about him. When he was younger growing up, even when he was a bacher, he was someone that was proper and they didn't have a bad name. That's what Perek is, when he reaches his, when he's reaching the stage of puberty and he's getting older. That's the idea of somebody that's fit to daven for everybody by the Tainus. Now, related to who is appropriate to daven for the Yamid, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yirmi that says, Chaisli nachlasi, I had for me my inheritance, ka'ari b'yar, like a lion in the forest, nasnu lai b'kaila, he placed upon me its voice, al-kain t'nesia, that's why I hate it. So the Gemara says, what does it mean that he placed upon me its voice, which then says that's why Hashem says he hated it? Some say, that's a reference to some of the daven for the Amid, that is not appropriate. He's a wicked person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates him more than all the rest, and he's the one that goes and davens for the Amid. That's why Hashem says, Al Kain, that's why he hated it. And therefore, it's very important that the one who davens, the Shliach Tzibur, is someone that's appropriate for the people. Now, the Mishnah told us, that the one who davens for the Yamid says 24 brachas, you have the 18 brachas of every day, and then they add another 6 brachas. So the Gemara asks, Hani Sheish, there was only 6 brachas added. Sheva Havin, there were 7 brachas added. Kedanan, like the Mishnah tells us, where it goes through the Chasimah Sabrachas, the conclusion of all the extra brachas, it says, Al Shviyus Oimer, that in the 7th one he would say, Baruch Merachem Al Haaretz, that blessed is the one that has mercy on the land. So you see there's extra 7, and not just 6. So Amar Nachum Yitzchak, he says, as we had already explained in the way we explained the Mishnah, My Shviyus, what does it mean the 7th bracha? It means the Shviyus La'arucha. It means the 7th one that's lengthy, meaning because for the ones that they started lengthening the brachas, but not from the extra one onto the 18. Because Ketan, like we learned the Braisa, actually, Begoyal Yisrael Marach, they would start the extra 6 by the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, and Goyal Yisrael themselves would be lengthened. U'b'chayis Mo'aymer, and to conclude the first time, which is not from the extra 6, which the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, he would say, Misha Anas Avram Bahamariah, he who answered Avram Avinu, should answer you and hear the voice he is screaming today. Baruch Gal Yisrael, blessed is the one who redeems the Jewish people. And they would answer, Amen. And at that point, the Gaber would say, Tiku ben Aaron taku, blow a tekiah, the sons of Aaron blow. And then they would go on to the next one. Misha Nisavasin al Yamsuf, he who answers the Jew, the answered our fathers by the Yamsuf. This was the conclusion of what was said by the first of the extra brachas, that he should hear your voice also. Baruch Zech Anishkachas, blessed is the one that remembers those that are forgotten, which again was a reference, as we said, to those by the Yamsuf, because Mitzrayim, they seem to have been forgotten. And this was by the brach of Zechrainis, and then the people would answer Amin. And the Mechazak Nes Oimelim, and again the Shamish would say, Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu, then the sons of Aaron shall blow a teruah. V'chemecha bracha bracha, and same thing applied by every bracha. Ba'achasayim retaku, by one the Shamash would say to blow a tekiah, uva'achasayim Hariyu, and by the next one he would say to blow a teruah. Now, Braisa tells about Medvamrum, when was this so, that the people answer Amen after every single bracha? That's begvul. That's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Of B'mikdash ain't a kain, but in the Beis HaMikdash it wasn't like that. Because actually we don't answer Amen on the bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather they answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vaed, and so too after every bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara explains in Menayin Shein Ayin and Amen B'Mikdash. Now how do we know that we do not answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Shem like the pasuk in Nechemia that says Kumu Baruches Hashem Lakechem, get up and bless Hashem your God, min the Olam ad the Olam, from the world to the world, Vivarchu Shem Kavodecha, and they will bless the name of your honor. Which that's a reference to Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Vod. That's the same concept, which is Olam Vod, which I'm in Olam Ad Olam. Merei Malkal Baruch Otila, and be elevated on every blessing and every praise. Now, so there we see that they say Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Vod, and not Amen. Now, Yachal Alkal Baruches Kul Noteil Tila Achas. You would think that on all the brachas, you only say one Tehillah, because that's how it sounds like. Alkal Baruchah Utehillah, that on every bracha, meaning when you take all the brachas, then there's going to be one tehillah. They only respond at the end. Tamalayim, that's what the pasuk teaches. The Merei Malkal Bracha Tehillah. That's why he's elevated in every bracha and tehillah. That is Alkal Bracha Ten Latila. And every bracha you give tehillah. So although we don't say Amen, but we say Baruch Shem after every bracha. So the Gemara is available by Migdash Ma'ayim. So what do you say? So the Braisa specifies here exactly what we were saying. As it says, Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael, blessed is Hashem, the God of the Jewish people. Min ha'olam ad ha'olam baruch gal Yisrael. That's how the one who was saying the bracha would say it, not like the way we have a bracha, but would add on min ha'olam ad ha'olam, and he would end baruch gal Yisrael. And then the people would answer again in the Beis Hamikdash, baruch shem kevod machuse, blessed is the name of the honor of his kingdom, lo'olam vaed, forever. And b'chazak kneses aymalem. And then again the Gabbai would say, tiku hakahana ben Aaron tiku, that let the sons of Aaron, the Kahanim, go ahead and blow a tekiah, and then v'chazav aymer, and then they would go to the next bracha. Misha onas Avram b'hamariah, he who answered Avram b'hamariah, hu yana eschem yishmem kotzakas k'mim hazeh, baruch Hashem l'kei Yisrael zercha ha'nishkachis, v'in aynen achar baruch Hashem k'vayt machus olam vad, v'chazav knesses aymer lehem, hariyu ha'kahanim b'nei Aaron hariyu v'chulu, and then we go ahead and say, last one was tekiah, this one was a trua, v'chim chal bracha bracha, same thing applies to every single bracha. Ba'achas amitaku, by one, the shamash would say to blow tkiya, and then ba'achas amiriyah, and then the next one they would say to blow trua. Atragim is cool until he concluded all the brachas. V'kachinag Reb Chalafta b'tzipari, and this is exactly how the custom was of Reb Chalafta in Tzipari. Reb Chananya ben Tradin b'sichni in Sichni. Now, k'shabadavol of nechachamim amr, however, when they heard about what they had done in Tzipari and Sichni, they said, lohayin nagin kein. This was not the custom to say after every bracha, baruch shem kevayin machos ulam vayad, but rather actually in Gevulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you answer Amen. Ela b'shar mizuch b'har bayis, only in the eastern gate. In other words, when you come into the Har Bayis, the Temple Mount, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you answer Baruch Shem. But this should not be done out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara brings v'istam b'kadan to Tanya. There are those who bring, as we learned in the Bryce, in other words, the same idea in a different version, that I'm lefneim esem arba brachas. The one who was the shlich tzibah would say 24 brachas. Shmaina Esrei Shabachal Yayim, the 18 brachas of every Shmaina Esrei, Umoish Abalein Oit Sheish, we'd add another 6. Va'isin Sheish Heichan Armin, now these 6, where would it be said? Ben Goyle Reifer Chayle, as we said before, between the bracha of Goyle Yisrael and the bracha of Reifer Chayle Am Yisrael. Umarech Begula, he would lengthen the bracha of Goyle Yisrael. Ve'in Oinin Achrav Amin HaKol Bracha Bracha, and they would answer Amin after every single bracha. V'kachay Noim Megvon, and that was the custom out of the Beis HaMikdash. Av HaMikdash HaYayim, but in the Beis HaMikdash they would say, Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael Min Olam Ad Olam. This was how they would extend the bracha at the end. It wasn't just Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. It was this whole Alekei Yisrael Min Olam Ad Olam. Then Baruch Goel Yisrael. V'lohoya Ein Achrav Amin. And they wouldn't answer afterwards Amin. Now, but Kol Kach Lama, why is this so? L'fisha Ein Ein Amin Ben Mikdash, because we never answer Amin in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Minayin Shein Ein Amin Mikdash, how do we know we don't answer Amin in the Beis HaMikdash? Like it says in the Pasuk, as we mentioned before, Kumu Baruch Es Hashem Lekechem, get up and bless Hashem your God. Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam, that is the Nusach of the Bracha, V'yivarchu Shem Kavodecha, and they will bless the name of your glory, which is Baruch Shem Kavod, Machusay Le'olam Ved, Umarim Makal Bracha Tehila, and be elevated on every blessing and Tehila, that is Akal Bracha, Bracha Tehila Tehila. On every single Bracha, there's Tehila, there's praise that's given. The Gemara continues similarly, Tarnbaum in the Braisa. Al Rishaynus Huaymer, on the first ones he would say, Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael, min, that blessed is Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, from this world to the next world, Baruch Goel Yisrael, blessed is the one who redeems the Jewish people. Vein Einen Achrav, and then they would answer afterwards, Baruch Shem, Kevay Mechus Alelam Ved. V'chazna Knesset Oymer, and the Shamash would say, Tiku Akan, Tiku, let the Kanam blow Tekiah. V'chazna Oymer, then they would go to the next bracha. Mishonis Avram Bahamariah, Huyana Eschem, Vishma Bekotza Kaschem Yemezeh, some have the Girsa Vein Teken and Marian Vetekin. V'lashni Oymen, and in the second one he would say, Baruch Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam, Baruch Zerach HaNashkachis, blessed is the one who remembers those who have forgotten. V'in Oyn Nachrav, Baruch Hashem Kevayin Machuz Olam Ved. V'chazak Nesel Oymen, then the Shamash would say, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu, to blow Trua. V'Oymen, then he would say, Mishon Nesav Asein Al Yamsev, he who answered our fathers in the Yamsev, Huyana Eschem, Vishma Bekotza Kaschem Yemezeh, and V'hei Mariam, V'teke Mariam, and then they would go ahead and blow the Trua, and the Tekiah and the Trua. Bracha, bracha, the same thing applies to every single bracha. Bracha Samitaku, by one it would say to blow Tekiah, which is a straight blast. Bracha Samariam, by one it would say below Trua, which are the short blast. At Shigma, as a bracha is kula until it concludes all the brachas. V'kachinim, Reb Chalafta b'tzipari, this is what Chalafta did in Tzipari. Reb Chanan b'tradin b'sichni, this is what he did in Sichni. Now, k'shabad, the Yitzchak Chachamim, when they heard about this, they said, L'hayinogin kein el b'shar mizrach b'har bais, this to answer Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Lamvad only applies in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in Tzipari, not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he argued regarding the 6 extra brachas, regarding the first two, he said, L'hoi Yitzarach Lem Ezachreinus V'chulu. He says, you don't say Zachreinus V'shaifers. Rather, he put in 2 other psukim to say. Now, Amar Ba'ad the Diminyafa, he says, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason, Rabbi Yehuda, that by the public fast, we don't say the brachas of Zachreinus V'shaifers? So Lafisha ain't I'm Zakhan the Shaifers. The reason is because you don't say the Psukim of Remembrance and the Shaifers from a continued top of Yitzayim and Aleph, Ela B'Rosh Hashanah. There are only 3 times that we say it, and not by a Tainus. It's by Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara says, Mesach Rosh Hashanah Taf Tazayim and Aleph, that Imru Lafana Malchis of Zakhanis, that Hashem says, you should say in front of me the Psukim of Malchis Zakhan the Shaifers. Uvi Yevle is once every 50 years by the Yevle on that Yom Kippur, as the Mishnah says over there on Daf Chavav Mabez, that Yevle is the same as Rosh Hashanah for Tkiyas and for Brachas, which includes the Pesukim of Zachrein Shreifas. Uvi Shaz Mochama, and during times of war, as says on Pasuk about Midbar Yud, Chizavoyim Mochama Barzchem, and there's going to be a war in your land, Al Tzar Tzarzchem, etc. But Rashi actually says that it doesn't know from where you see in that Pasuk the idea that you have to say the Brachas and the Pesukim Malchis, Zachrein, and Shreifas during times of war.